USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three local Pennsylvania news outlets asked Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden about his opposition to fracking. Biden appearing to shift position, saying he'll only oppose fracking on federal land. President Trump spending his Monday in Pennsylvania, saying Biden's energy plan will not be good for folks in Pennsylvania.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all the other. Biden's plan is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania's energy sector. I think you all know that.
Senators are expressing their views on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court as a debate on the floor continues ahead of her confirmation vote. The vote expected to take place Monday night. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
In an interview on 60 Minutes, Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris reflected on what her legacy might be if elected. USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki has the story.
What would be the impact of being the first woman of color to be vice president? Senator Kamala Harris says it would change the perception of who can be what. She tells CBS's 60 Minutes what she believes it would mean if she were elected.
It helps change the perception of who can do what, because that is still part of the battle after all. And you imagine some young person then saying, oh, things can be different. I don't have to conform to whatever I'm, supposed to do or relegated to do. I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been.
Tropical storm Zeta making its way towards the Gulf Coast. The storm expected to make landfall somewhere between New Orleans and Pensacola on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the United States, the White House is reacting. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
As some politicians tout coronavirus cases on the upswing, blaming the current administration for doing absolutely nothing, the White House pushes back. White House Senior Advisor Jared Kushner tells Fox News this is not the doom and gloom as being painted with the help of mainstream media.
About not having enough ventilators or masks or gowns, and time again, that never fulfilled itself because the federal government did its job. We did Project Airbridge. We used the Defense Production Act. We used the Joint Chiefs of Staff and military admirals for logisticians to do that. And then also with vaccines, the fastest vaccine ever to a phase 3 trial was 13 months. We did one in 4 months and then 4 months in 1 week. And we have a lot of vaccines that are very, very close to getting to the end of their trials and hopefully proving safety that we believe will help us bring an end to the pandemic.
COVID-19 cases are on the rise, but the mortality rate, or percentage rate Americans are dying, fell dramatically to 0.6% under Trump's watch.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are one win away from their first World Series since 1998, the Dodgers beating the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2 on Sunday. Game 6 set for Tuesday night in Arlington, Texas. Meanwhile, Week 7 of the NFL wraps up with the Los Angeles Rams hosting the Chicago Bears. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.